This again? Hell, Pokemon, no. By Tara Campbell. You thought it was over, didn't you? Well, it's not. Blinky still won't shut up about it. He gets all the others riled up when he talks about it, working himself into a frenzy until he shudders and turns blue. Even as he wonk-wonk-wonks into blinking retreat, we can still hear him mumbling about how he's not getting put back out into the arena. I tell him to get his shit together and shut his goddamn trap. Then Pinky, Inky, and Clyde start trembling, and I have to calm them down before they punk out and scramble. I tell them no one's gonna put us back out into the arena as long as we stand together. But if I say it too quietly, they don't believe me. And if I yell, my girlfriend gets her little red bow in a twist and tells me I'm making the whole thing worse. I can't really blame them for losing their shit, what with Pikachu and Taurus and Rattata all out back out there in the field. Fucking Nintendo. That greedy rat bastard company raked in a fortune 20 years ago on the backs of their talent. Promises them a life of leisure afterward. Says they only have to do occasional appearances, you know, just to keep their names out there. Keep the royalty checks rolling in. But all very controlled. Weedle and Butterfree and Jigglypuff all getting fat and happy in retirement, but then BAM! Suddenly last summer, they're all out in the park, in the street, exposed, hunted, running around like, what the fuck, scurrying around with millions of bloodthirsty gamers on their tails, kids gathering into packs and hunting late into the night like it's a goddamn Pokemon feeding frenzy. And there's no respite, no security, not even on a military base. Not even the goddamn Holocaust Memorial was safe until someone leapt in and asked for the madness to stop. But it finally does stop. Who knows why? Maybe too many people fall off cliffs, maybe because the weather gets shitty. At any rate, things calm down, crowds disappear, all the drunks get to settle back onto their park benches at night, and we finally get a little peace. Until now. Heard of this new fire and ice solstice event? No? Good. But try telling Blinky, Pinky, Inky, and Clyde. They've been on edge ever since they caught wind of it. There's no way I'm gonna, like, let anything like that happen to my crew. They're never going to have to scramble in a panic again, but I can never say it calmly enough. And I can't get too close, either. It was all right until Nintendo started putting their guys out there again, but now, no matter how much time has passed since our time out in the field, no matter how many laughs and beers we've shared since, it doesn't matter. The minute my guys feel vulnerable, they start to shudder, and there's nothing I can do. Fucking Nintendo. Now Blinky, Pinky, Inky, and Clyde, they'll never let me live it down.